Good afternoon, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday in Lent, Year A. Our readings today, Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 to 7, Psalm 95, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 5 to 42. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all your people, of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as your family, for you are our Heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Savior, and Lord. Amen. Lord, we come from a world in tumult, and we live and work among those without hope or purpose in their lives. We come to you to celebrate the wonder of your glory, your power, and your love. We rejoice that you offer us a peace that, in our own strength, we cannot win, deserve, or achieve. Through Christ, we can know what it means to be at peace with ourselves, because He has made peace between ourselves and you. May the worship we offer declare the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that finds its origin in the heart of God and at the foot of the cross. We ask this for the sake of your glory. Amen. And we have our hymn, Holy Spirit, We Welcome You, SOF 188.
Holy Spirit,
We pray the collect for the third Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Living Water. Living water. Water, we are told, is essential for life. It is of major importance to all living things. Some organisms have 90% of their body weight comes from water. Up to 60% of the body of an adult human being is water. Water, therefore, is essential to sustain life. Whenever we feel a need to drink something, we say we are thirsty, and our brain sends signals to the body that there is a shortage of fluid in our bodies, and so we are thirsty. In order to quench our thirst, water is recommended, because it is what the body needs and is usually easy to obtain. After their liberation from slavery in Egypt and wandering in the desert, the children of Israel were usually challenged by a shortage of water. In Exodus chapter 15, we are told that they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah, because it was bitter. Exodus 15 verses 22b and 23. They complained to Moses, and on instruction from God, Moses threw a piece of wood into the water and it became sweet. They were then able to satisfy their thirst. Exodus chapter 15 verses 24 and 25. As expected, because they were wandering in the desert, they soon became thirsty again, without a source of water. They did not remember that God provided water for them before, and as God's people, God would provide for them again. They complained to Moses, "Give us water to drink." Exodus 17, verse 2a. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" Verse 4. Moses turns to God, who instructs him to go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. "Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Exodus chapter 17 verses 5 and 6. Moses did as the Lord commanded, and God provided the people with life-saving water. However, as they remained in the desert, they will be thirsty again. In our gospel from John chapter 4, verses 5 to 42, Jesus has a conversation with a Samaritan woman at a well. Jesus was on his way from Judea to Galilee, passing through Samaria. This was an unusual journey for a Jew, although it was the shortest route. Why? Because there was a deep distrust and dislike between Jews and Samaritans. The Samaritans consider themselves as the direct descendants of the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, the grandsons of Israel and the sons of Joseph. They survived the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel by the Assyrians in 722 BC. Left behind, these survivors intermarried with other non-Jewish people, and they emerged as an ethnic and religious group. As the Samaritans regarded themselves as true Israelites, as they adopted practices of Israelite worship while they continued worshiping their idol gods. The Jews, on the other hand, regarded Samaritans as worse than pagans, disliking them even more than Gentiles. Over the centuries, violent clashes only added to the hostility between the two groups. The Samaritans built their temple on Mount Gerizim, while the Jewish place of worship was Jerusalem on Mount Zion, where, they said, the Lord instructed his house to be built. Jesus, therefore, was in so-called enemy territory. He is resting by a well in the middle of the day when a Samaritan woman comes to draw water. The fact that she comes to the well at this time means that she could have had a sudden emergency, or she was a social outcast, shunned by the other women in the community who would come early in the morning to draw their water. Her conversation with Jesus showed that she was the latter. Jesus broke a social rule. He spoke to a woman, a Samaritan woman, in public. By tradition, a rabbi would not speak with a woman in public, not even his own wife. In addition, it was very unusual for a Jewish person at that time to speak to a Samaritan woman, or worse still, to ask a favor or accept a drink from a Samaritan cup. Jesus surprised the woman when he said to her, "Give me a drink." The woman responds, "How it is that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a Samaritan?" John chapter 4, verses 7 and 9. Jesus responds, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would give you living water." Verse 10. The woman questions Jesus, pointing out to him that the well is deep and he has no bucket. "Where do you get that living water?" She questions whether he is greater than her ancestor Jacob, who built the well. Jesus responds, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to come here to draw water again. John chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. The woman was talking about spiritual water, while Jesus was talking about living water. What is this living water? In John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38, John records that Jesus cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." The writer records that he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. John chapter 7, verse 39a. The gift of living water that Jesus offers the woman and us today is the kind of life that is available through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself is not the living water, but through him, that living water, the Holy Spirit, comes to those who believe. The Holy Spirit, therefore, is living water. Like physical water, the Holy Spirit is available to all. It is universal. Like water, the Holy Spirit is essential for a life in Christ and for Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, there will be a strong desire, a thirst for a relationship with God, a thirst that can only be satisfied by that living water. When we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and we acknowledge the gift of the Holy Spirit at our baptism, when we affirm the presence of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, to guide and direct our lives, to lead us into all truth, to help us to develop a relationship with God, to empower us to do God's will, to sustain us as we strive to do God's will, and to enable us to use our gifts in ministry, in the church, and in the world, we will never again have a deep desire, a thirst for God, because God, through the Holy Spirit, will be guiding our lives. The Holy Spirit, the living water, will be present with us always, enabling us to be faithful disciples of Christ. We will never be spiritually thirsty again as we rely on living water, God the Holy Spirit, our advocate and guide. We will never be thirsty for God because God will be with us, dwelling in us, and never to leave us or forsake us. Amen. Let us pray. In your loving kindness, O God, have mercy and hear our prayer. Lord, you draw near and meet us when we are thirsty and weary. You give to your Spirit, your people, living water gushing up to eternal life. Revive and refresh your church to tell of your wonders. In your loving kindness, O God, have mercy and hear our prayer. Lord, in communities around the world, some turn on taps, but for many, gathering water is a daily chore. Bless the work of development agencies in improving access to clean water and sanitation. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your loving kindness, O God, Have mercy and hear our prayer. Lord, in adversity and under pressure, we sometimes become quarrelsome and turn on you. Teach us to sing your praises when things go well and when times are difficult. In your mercy, you turn sorrow into dancing. In your loving kindness, O God, have mercy and hear our prayer. Lord, you strengthen the weak and give courage to the faint-hearted. Be with all whose endurance is being tested to its limits. Restore our hope in your loving presence. In your loving kindness, O God, have mercy and hear our prayer. Lord, you prove your love for us in the death and resurrection of your Son. Gather for eternal life all who have died hoping in you. Jesus, Savior of the world, we trust in your eternal salvation. In your loving kindness, O God, have mercy and hear our prayer. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn, Sounds of Fellowship, 823. If anyone is thirsty.
Let's
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Look mercifully on this your family, Almighty God, that by your great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This day and always. Amen. And we would just like to remind you that COVID-19 is still with us. And so we invite you to be safe. Continue to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Wear your mask, especially in crowded places, and as far as possible, keep your distance. And we pray that you will continue this Lent to have a spiritually rewarding and fulfilling experience. We end today with a song from Taizé, "I Am Sure I Shall See the Goodness of the Lord."